Sit down. You may seat it. I spoke and ever could realize that that's not going to work. I've learned after all these years that that's not going to work. And you're saying to me, what? This.
Thank you, Father.
It's not going to work.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
God's already had so much pity on you.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Oh, what I wrestle with to come talk to this house. Well, then I'll quote a scripture to you. Leper can't change his spots.
Oh, God.
Your garment spotted. Yeah, that garment of grace, mercy, truth. Spotted. See, you don't know what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I'm looking right at your faces and I can just tell you have no idea. Say, brother, do you have the Bible up there?
Yes, sir.
On a computer?
Yes, sir.
Go to Jeremiah chapter 8. Let's play it if you can, when you can. Never mind looking. Just keep looking at me.
Yes, sir.
Because when you do that, you don't hear a thing I'm saying. Do you really realize how, for 3 years, almost 3 years now, when you find it, will you let me know you got it?
Yes, sir.
Play it if you will.
Bless you. Thank you, Father.
Bless you. Bless you.
You are pitiful. You really are. See how pitiful I look? Now, look at you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Too much is given. So what has God given you?
Much
of what?
Grace.
Hey, you don't answer it.
Grace. Yes, Lord.
What's more important than grace? What's more important than faith? Oh, so you should know grace and this sets you free. So you know mercy and this sets you free. No. See, what's more important than grace? What's more important than
Hallelujah.
Huh?
True.
And you should know the
truth.
But you don't know it.
Sorry.
See? You, this is the way it raises because how much truth have you heard preached to you?
Grace.
Well now this is truth, that's true.
Grace.
You got Jeremiah chapter 8?
Thank you, Lord.
Hey boy, what you doing coming late?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
See, it's another thing. If Jesus was going to come and you're not waiting for him, looking for him. See, so you go for that. It's a dining hall. You know, it's a tabernacle.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that's true. Lord. Oh,
that's true. There you are.
Glory.
Jeremiah chapter 8.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes.
Can you bring it up a little louder here in the tabernacle? So if they're reading it, or are you going to play it over the air?
Bless you. Hallelujah!
You know, I was sitting in my house this morning, and I thought,
glory.
With all the stuff, you know most of the speakers that are talking, they got a little computer right in front of them.
See?
And so they get punch a button. But we, for some reason or another, we just don't have that ability. Go ahead. You're doing fine.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Can you put that over the air? Jeremiah chapter 8. I don't want you to read it. I want you to hear it. Because you don't know how to read.
Sorry.
You like that, huh? You like what I said, don't you?
Testing, testing. One, two, three.
My people just do not know how to hear. They don't know how to read. They don't understand. And they use all of them for excuses. Can we play it?
No. Test, test. At that time, said the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped, they shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for during upon the face of the earth, dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not rise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do ye say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it the pin of the scribes in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves and let us enter into the defensed cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink before we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses is heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices, among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strong vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black.
Hallelujah!
Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Okay.
See, you can't do a thing about it. You know why? Because it's not a continual thing in your life. 5 minutes from now, you forget those words. That's the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
That poor prophet got killed. That one prophet called Jesus got killed.
Yes. Oh. Glory, glory.
Killed all the day long.
Oh, God.
Well, Terry, I was right, wasn't I? Where's he at? See? Now he's going to pull away. And he's going to do like old Burgess. I never come to argue. Why, you're not coming at all.
Oh, bless
you, Jesus. See? You don't see no need for me to talk to you about this like this, do you? Do you? Because I'm rich. I'm here. Are you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Are you?
Jesus.
Are you?
Jesus.
Are you? Hey, all you guys that's listening out there, waiting for my demise. What are you going to do if I did die? What are you going to do if God does take you? You going to take charge? When you can't take charge of your own mind, your own heart? You going to take charge and God's going to trust you with the soul of somebody else? When you don't care about your own damn soul? And they're going to go, hey, go ahead, rage on. Rage on, fools. Go ahead. Fill up your cup.
Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
Good to see you, Sister Burgess.
Amen.
I again turned in to see you were up here hollering because you went through it. Yeah. You went through it. Boys, your word's being challenged.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
See, you folks, you're sitting right here, right now, and you think I'm talking about Burgess or Timothy or the folks down by the river. No. I'm talking about you. I'm talking to you. And then when I try to bring out an instance, just try to show how iniquitous we are. It seems like everything we put our hand to, we destroy. You know why? Because the destroyer is working. Yeah, the destroyer. What are you talking about back there?
Bless you, Jesus.
Can't even change your face, can you? You put that little thing on your face. My daughter the other day was talking to me about Chris. In her own way, she couldn't understand why I treat Chris the way I do. I don't treat him at all. I ignore him now. His testimony is invalid. Do you understand at this hour when God's turning to you for a testimony, is it a valid one? One that you paid attention to? Huh? He's going to turn to you for a testimony. Is Virgis your testimony?
The prophet in South Carolina.
You didn't even know who it was that time when you said that about me.
No.
Do you know more now than before?
No more now.
Which one were you, old lady?
Word of the Lord, word of the Lord.
The old bird just said, I didn't come to argue. So he thought I came down to argue. I didn't come down to argue. I'm not here to argue with you. There is no argument. This generation undoes the most rebellious, the most stubborn, the most self-willed, the most iniquitous. And that means you. Well, what about you? Go ahead. Go ahead. Use that for a defense again. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, I'm not going to be lost. God preserved me through so many things. He preserved me through you, Mr. Stain. But you deny the work of God. Look at you. I can look you right in the face. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because the knowledge that they have popped them up.
My Lord.
God's knowledge don't pop you up.
No.
God's knowledge brings you down.
Yeah.
Boy, somebody somewhere in this place. Over and 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 over. See, these men are not even seeking repentance. Then they say things about me. Oh. And you don't know. Well, what do you say? Whom do you say? Oh, well, you're the prophet. How long? When? When did I stop being the prophet? Huh? When did God stop being God? When did the word of God change? All may change.
Yes, Lord God.
But Jesus, the word, never changes. Never, never, never. And what have we got to hold fast to except the word of God? Don't even hardly know it inside of us. That word. I just had to hear something. Now, I got that. I got other things up here. But just before I walked out of my house again, I went to my computer and I looked for that particular chapter. I didn't know it was that chapter, but I looked for some words. And then I found the words. I said, oh my God, would you better read the whole thing? Then I read it. No move. Let's see, what chapter was that?
Jeremiah
8. What chapter was that?
Jeremiah
8. Two over here, four over there. What chapter was that?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Say not I'm a child. You folks would like me to become a little child. Say yes, mama. Yes, daddy. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a child. Because God told me not to say that. So don't look at me and say you're acting like a child, because I'm not a child. Because when I was a child, at 16, God said, don't say you're a child. So I put it away. They don't know the word. They don't know the word, no matter how you read it, no matter how you preach it. See, people, except you repent, whether I've done you wrong or not, you still need to repent. Because whatever happened to me happened in the will of God. And the thing that happened to me happened so I could preach the gospel that would save even a sinner like me. Or like you. Then you hear things and you say, how did you get that? Because my daughter was really concerned about it. She'd been down to Seacrest, I know that. Come on, Chris has been on. She's known him since a little bit. I said, Neil, can't you understand? How else could the prophecy concerning thee, you shall be betrayed by brethren? Kinfolk, family, friends. So I had to have a friend. He was a friend to sinners. So my friend was a sinner. I can still see that guy get up. I can see how they planned that thing that morning. Damn you, folk, you sit here, and I can't look to you for nothing, can I? You won't back me up at all, will you? No, no, no. Go ahead, you damn fool. Then get the hell out of here. He got them out, he's going to get you out. I knew he was going to do that sooner or later. I watched him go further and further away. And I'm even concerned about you, Sister Burgess. Can you hold that testimony steadfast to the end? But I'm budget. I'm your friend. But he's a friend of sinners. He feels comfortable among sinners, and true sinners feel comfortable among him. Why? Because God saves sinners. My God! Oh, what a generation. Remember that Jeremiah chapter 8.
Oh, Mr.
Savior. Now, you folks that's listening out there, if you want to call, you can call the answering machine. And I'll let you know you called me. Now, I keep telling you folk, I keep telling everybody, I am well aware that we're getting fewer and fewer just started back at the great gathering. When I stood up the first night and said, 50% of you will not be here next year. Is that true? Try it. The look of defiance in your eyes is despicable. I can tell you incident after incident that took place right here with folks that just like you're sitting. Now he's going like that. And I keep telling you, that's one reason why God cut off the testimonies. Oh, he wants you to testify now. See how your testimonies are going to get more difficult? Huh? See how your testimony today is going to be unacceptable even to your family, to your brethren, to your kinfolk, to your friends. Wouldn't that have been terrible if you wouldn't have showed up this morning? Huh? See, we're getting ready to show up. Yeah. Wouldn't it be some Jesus would come in here and you won't show up? I don't think. How do you think? Where is your damn mind? Oh, you're sitting so today, aren't you? I think it was the other morning. I walked into the dining hall. And I quoted a scripture. Anybody take a shot at it?
Your house is
left
to be desolate.
If we suffer with him, then we'll reign with him. So what happens if we don't suffer with him? Then we won't reign. And Jesus is coming to reign.
Glory.
You see the kind of suffering I go through because I believe that Jesus is coming? Whew. The phone number is 1-843-701-5053. And you brothers up there can switch and check and see if any phone calls come in. See, my brothers, if they would get with me on this, if you folk would get with me on this final work, but you all got your own little... Man, what you doing wasting your life milking goats? What's wrong with you, boy? What y'all doing wasting your life around here? You crazy? The land of opportunity? See, the only trouble with you is that you don't realize the opportunity brings responsibility. And you are responsible for your own salvation. Yeah, you are. Oh, no, Jesus, help us. You got to believe in him. To whom much is given. So you're responsible for all that grace God gave you. You're responsible for all that mercy that God gave you. You're responsible for all that love that God gave you. You're responsible for all that love. What that means? What that means?
Thank you, Jesus.
If you love them that love you, big deal. That's easy.
Hallelujah.
That's
your name.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. I tried to tell my daughter yesterday. I said, you understand how I'm being scourged? Do you understand how God has limited me from manifesting in the flesh? You don't, do you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You can't see that. So where do you get all that boldness? Because that's what it's preserved me for. To stand up against this anti-God, apostate, rebellious. I tried to tell him, I said, man, you're straight to that man's hand. Now I do it again. Don't strangle his hand, Sister Burgess. Don't strangle his hand. Love him, he's your husband. Don't leave him. He's pleased to dwell with you. But you stay true to your God. Not true to me. I didn't give you that testimony. I didn't even know you. And you didn't know me after the flesh. Why the hell would you call a man after the flesh a prophet? That would be stupid. Are you going to sit right there again and you're just not going to move, are you? Ah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a generation. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness.
Glory to God.
Haven't seen the wrath of God on me? You haven't seen it?
Yes, amen.
And then I'll tell you, boy, if I get by with this. Not moved at all. Did I disobey God? Sure did. I told you, I got haughty. I said, did I say to you, did I fall? Did I fall? A haughty spirit? Seeing it right now, am I being haughty? Well, I don't need your judgment on that. I need his. Because he's able to keep me from falling. My God. What a hardened, stubborn, self-righteous generation. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all. You mean he didn't spare me?
No. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
And unrighteous of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. I had the truth all these years. But I was doing things that were... And you're using it.
Glory.
You're using it against me. Because of my flesh. Yeah. Yeah, you are. Every single one of you are doing it.
Yes, yes, Lord.
The scripture tells you not to judge any man
no.
after the flesh.
Hear it?
You to judge Jesus Christ after the flesh, you'd have sent away with him.
Amen.
They did.
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
He was sown in weakness in the flesh, but he was raised in power. Where are you wrestling the scriptures? Oh, stand hard at me. Do I know about scripture being wrestled? Secret rapture? Nobody knows. Don't care what church you belong to. There's no racism in the church, is there? Well, we got black churches, white churches. What color is the church? What color is God? What color is Jesus? Oh, he was born over there. He was brown. Yeah, don't be in that. Yeah, they're brown. But he was born again. When God said, "This is my son." You know where he was when God called him his son? In the washing pool. That didn't get washed. Son.
No.
Ah! But when he got baptized, got down that washed water, come on, and then my son. And the Bible said the Holy Spirit descended upon him. Then God said, "That's my son." Perverse disputing of men. Who's the greatest? Who's going to take my place? Why just take the place God gave you? What's wrong with the place God already gave you? He's getting you ready for the place he's prepared for you. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood. Being understood. For the invisible things, I lost them right away. Just start reading. Just start reading a simple word. I see more of the invisible part of you than I do the visible. I don't write the one I see. I don't care how pretty you make yourself. I don't like that. But the invisible thing. Faith is a substance of things invisible. Wow, they won't budge! This damn house won't budge, God. They just sit there. I don't understand, Brother Astaire. I don't understand how you can say you're a prophet and do the thing you've done. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Well, I don't understand how you can sit there and never seem to make any kind of a... I quote sometimes the road minister. I say, "Why should I smite you again? You just rebel.
Hallelujah.
More. And more." Oh, you will.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, you will. God said you would. And you do.
We do.
You even rebelled against that.
Hallelujah. Bless you,
Jesus. So much. The phone number, if you want to call, is 843-701-5053. It'll be answered by the answer machine. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Hallelujah.
Huh. Who made that tree?
Oh, God.
Who put that flower there?
Oh, God. Glory.
Sun, moon, and stars.
Hallelujah.
They are clearly seen. Now, I can't see right. I can see the sun, but I can't see the moon. And yet there's time when you can see both the sun and the moon together. You know why? Because of time. Is there anybody in this place who's hungry after truth? Or righteousness, because that's what is true.
Glory.
Is there anybody so hungry for God to say, "Look, you sinner.
Yes.
How come you sinners?"
Yes, Lord. Oh. Glory. Glory. Bless
you. You see, you can't convince these guys that left what they've done.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, bless you.
They've fallen from grace.
Hallelujah. Sure, grace.
Now I have fallen, but I've never fallen from grace. Because the one that I serve is able to keep me from falling from grace. Though he falter or fall, he'll not be cast down. Because he don't ever fail. We're talking about a fellow called Jesus. Not Burgess, not friends, not you, not me. All may fail. All have fallen. But Jesus never. If you fall away, the Bible says, from faith, you have denied that faith. You're worse than an infidel. You're not just an unbeliever. You're rebellious. I just will not believe. And if you didn't have any God at all in you, take me to task this morning. Get right on your knees, wherever you are. Pray God shut his mouth. You can do that right now.
Hallelujah.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood. God put the sun and the moon. Well, there they are. How'd that sun get up there? How'd that wind blowing? It's like the wind is blowing. You don't know where it came from, you don't know where it's going, but you know it's right there. My God, somebody in this place. Ay, 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 ay.
Glory!
I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. What do you expect a prophet to look like or act like? What for can you out here to see? They were talking to my Naomi yesterday, and she was wondering how I was feeling. And sister said to her, says, boy, when the anointing's on him, he's an entirely different man. Because just through that anointing leads him. I'm not putting on. I have a hard time standing up. I can't stand without leaning on the pulpit. You know why? Because I'm leaning on Jesus. Safe. Secure. From all alarm. Leaning on Jesus. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I will not trust the weakest frame, but wholly lean on me when you jump. You look ridiculous, but Profess himself be wise? Yes, yeah, boy. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up.
Oh,
you guys hear how unclean you are?
Oh.
Oh. To uncleanliness.
Oh,
through the lust of their own hearts.
Oh, amen.
To dishonor their own bodies. Between them. Look at them. Look at their faces. They don't understand that saving, Lord. I'm looking you right square in the eye. Every one of you. Who are you to talk to us like that? Who am I? Who am I?
Hallelujah.
Who am I, Sister Burgess?
The prophet in South Carolina. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have the words of eternal life.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Not words for this life, for the one that is to come. And my words, they are spirit, and they are life. Who changed the truth of God into a lie? You guys do what you're doing. You know what you're doing? You're changing the truth of God that Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime, and you're making a lie out of it. How are you doing it? That's the only truth I have. Jesus coming. Wow. Almost 3 years now. Now, who do you think that is? Friend or foe? See, now the number I told him to call was not this one. So it's someone who's kept this number intact.
Praise God.
Hello? Hello? Maybe I scared the britches off them. You know, we don't understand this book. Very little understanding. We don't understand the time. Remarkable. They did not want to retain God in their knowledge. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means a mind that cannot make a proper judgment. Our friend said to me, I said, you're doing wrong. He said, so are you. See, that's what the world's saying to God. You ain't doing right, God. Tell him about it. How come they keep sustaining that old scoundrel? How come you keep holding him up? We've been trying to pull him down with everything inside of us. Look at the way you look at me. You people are really, how come you're so void of understanding? You going to try to understand why God's keeping you up here? Why even keep you here? you had your own will, you'd get the hell out of here. You know that.
Glory to God.
Thanks, Father.
And maybe some of you are waiting around for a more opportune time. Every day I give you a chance to leave. Even now, I'll stop right now. Door's open. You need some money, I'll give you some. All I'm trying to do is put up a shut up. Kind of hard to shut up though, isn't it? Because that tongue. Then I try to tell you something. Because Naomi was actually pleading for Chris the other day. She said, Dad, he's been a friend to you. Yep. But he forgot that I have another friend.
Yes.
This one won't stick with me, can he? The one. The one who went to China with me. The one who went to Soviet Union with me. The wife I took to Soviet Union. She's not going to stick with me. I'm talking right to you, you folk. You just don't have it, people.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
I'm perfectly willing to be judged. I'd like to be judged before I go to the judgment seat.
That's right.
I want my sins sent before me. And there are many. But you're not going to brush all morning long again. I talk to you, and you just sit there. Oh, my loving brother.
When this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow?
You know what you got to do? Got to flee from the wrath to come. Flee, is it them? Oh, well, Jeremiah chapter 8. Remember, read it when you get home.
Amen, hallelujah.
But God gave it to me. But when Peter was come to Antioch, this is Paul writing.
All right.
Paul, who had a confrontation with Peter. Peter, who had the keys of the kingdom. Peter, who had the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
Peter.
Yes.
Hey, Burgess, come on. Come see me. Hey, Chris, come see me. No, you want me to come see you. I'm not doing that. Like the Pope said, come and see. I'm not going to go see the Pope. See, that's the low man going to the high man. And you ain't got the authority. There's nothing you could do for me if I came to you. Nothing. 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 You can't authorize me to do nothing. You ain't got the power or authority. Your word don't mean nothing as far as, except if we get you right, your testimony will. Hold your testimony, Sister Burgess. Don't let anybody steal you from that precious jewel that God gave you. Oh, well, you're saying it. Yeah, well, I didn't even know she was saying it. Remember the last time out there?
Yes.
How'd you do that? Oh, come on, Sister Burgess.
Go ahead.
We were waiting for them to come and arrest me.
Right. Yes.
And I walked out, which I hardly ever do.
Right.
And I walked up there, and boy, she just let me have it.
Yes.
You know what you said?
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. God put you in there. He can bring you out.
And then you said something about the time.
This is it.
You mean that old timepiece? Rang the alarm?
Yes.
while she was doing it, she called Burgess.
Yes.
Because I said, where's Burgess? Did he come over here? Brother and sister, we got to have a testimony that will stand for the overcome by the blood of the Lamb. How in the world could you call that sinful old man a prophet? Why? Because of the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. You can say I'm glad I'm here without being haughty. I'm here. I'm here. Really ought to humble you. That you are here. When so many have gone away and God's kept you here. When this thing started, we were going into the great falling away. And then I told you what the great falling away is. What is it?
Oh,
falling away from faith.
Faith. How's your faith? How's your faith?
Glory.
Oh.
How's your faith?
Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah.
The trial of your faith. How's your faith? Is it your faith or is it the faith of Jesus Christ? How's your faith? Rebuke them sharply. So that they sound in the faith. What a generation. It's the last one, I'll tell you. Don't worry, they could be too much longer.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
In fact, too long for me. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself. See that?
Yes.
Yeah. They withdrew.
Yeah.
You know why it's sitting like that? Because some of you sit right on the same threshold. Fearful, isn't it? How uncertain we are. How insecure we are. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentile. But when they were come, he withdrew. What a... Peter! Yeah? Behold, you... I've given you the keys of knowledge of how the Jew and the Gentile and everybody should be saved.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And Peter stood up and said, hey, y'all know how God chose me.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't know the scripture.
Amen.
Yeah. So where'd I go? Can't do it, can they? I'm so glad you can do it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Can't keep yourself?
No.
Although you should. Keep yourself in the love of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Fight the fight of faith.
Amen.
Lay hold to eternal life. You can do it. Because you can do all things that pertain to life and godliness. He withdrew himself and separated himself, fearing them which are of the circumcision. Hey, you circumcised boys out there.
All right.
Hallelujah.
And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with this separation. Dissimulation. Not assembling together anymore. Dissimulation. I didn't know it meant that. What the hell do you think it means? I challenged Kirk with that one here. I said, "Sir, Kirk, you practice dissimulation."
Oh, bless
you. Do you practice it? Or do you endeavor to assemble together, work together, or do you... But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?
All right.
What are you doing? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing... I hate to read this stuff because I'm looking right in the face of God and all I see is a bunch of blank eyes. All right, Lord. The phone number to call is 1-843-8-4-3-7-0-1-5-0-5-3. For wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, not bodies, hearts.
Amen. Hearts.
What's your heart leap? Lusting after. Huh?
Jesus.
And then it caused you to dishonor their own bodies. We're the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Whew. Hear, O heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
And give ear, O earth.
Yes, yes.
For the Lord hath spoken.
Spoken. Hallelujah.
I have nourished.
Yes.
And brought up children.
Hallelujah.
And they have rebelled against me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The ox knows his owner. And his master's crib.
Yes.
But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider.
Amen.
Now I'm very well aware of the fact that you should know the one that labors among you.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are laborers. Are you laboring this morning?
Amen.
Are you making a great effort to hear as I am to talk?
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord.
A sinful nation.
Yes, Lord.
I get infuriated when people talk about saving America.
Right.
Or saving the world.
Right.
Or saving your own life.
Oh, God.
saving your own children. Now I'm in trouble again, huh?
Wait
a minute. Scripture tells you to save yourself.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Are you listening, Naomi? Because you tell us to tune in. Because I quote that scripture. Which are you listening, Burgess? Are you listening, you guys down by the river? Are you listening out there in New York? Brother Joe, I'm down in Florida. Joe, you're not listening. Now, let me just ask you a question. Just suppose all these guys did come here. You know what I have to deal with? What I'm dealing with now. How good are you at changing your way of living since you come here? Or your way of thinking? I mean, if I really made it very sincere, which I did, well, you got to take me into consideration, Brother Stair. I lived in Atlanta, and I lived my own life and did what I wanted to do, and I was doing all right. Then go back. Go back. We'll get you back. We'll get you back to Japan. You go back. The Lord will make a way. You'll make me go back to my father. Why would I do something like that? Had it pretty good up there in Wisconsin, didn't you? Over there. Yeah, you did. Had a good job, didn't you? Yeah. Making money? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Tell us if somebody didn't have a job. Complainers?
Oh, Jesus.
You haven't lived a day without food.
Amen.
And I've told people there's not one hungry person in America. We throw away more food. Rather than give it away, we'll throw it away. And then we'll put you in jail for stealing it. Good old America. Land of the free, home of the brave. This nation's cursed. And it's becoming a curse to the whole world. It's not going to change. America's not going to repent.
Amen.
There are people who will mock God. Judgment. There's not a country. There is not one country that is not being torn with strife. Brother against brothers. There is not one country. Ethiopia. Nigeria. Ireland, England, Germany, there is not one country but there is a country. Abram was seeking a country. You would think if nothing else can unite us, faith could.
Right.
And love surely could. And yet we're still... Well, what's love? What is love?
Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Well, I can tell you what most of it is. It's love of self.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and That's not God's love. Lovers of their own self. Proud. Blasphemers. Why are you telling me this? Tell it to them. That's what I'm telling you. But me, hey, like, arrogant, proud. Oh, it'd be so nice if we could testify and say, I am saved.
Hallelujah.
I'm sanctified. But there's got to be a spirit of meekness there.
Glory to God.
The eye that you're using, it should not be yours.
Hallelujah.
Yet not I.
Hallelujah.
He's our salvation.
Hallelujah.
He's our redemption.
Glory.
It's in Him we live.
Hallelujah.
It's His words,
yes.
Not ours.
Yes.
May I have a word with you? No. I don't hear your words. Can he call brothers? Your brothers up there? I told you I could check my phone. I didn't say I'd listen to him. The Apostle Paul said, I'm coming to you, say, you don't come behind in any gift. What an opportunity. What a
Hallelujah.
Gift from God that God has given us. An opportunity
Hallelujah.
To work out our salvation
yes,
with fear and trembling.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is go to remote to my desktop, go down to where you find the my shortcut to my website, and go up there to my van. They'll tell you how many calls I got.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Boy, have I got a... Here's that spirit again, see? The spirit of disobedience. Well, when did we do this? What day did we prepare? What thing do we get ready for?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless
it. Are you ready? For the judgment day. What a day.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Are you ready to be judged?
Glory to God.
Judge me, O God. I don't know this heart. It's deceiving sometimes.
Lord.
And know my heart today.
Hallelujah.
Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts. I pray.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See if I told you that if Mr. Trump
yes.
is elected,
yes.
whether it's corrupt or
right.
perverted or distorted,
whatever.
Yes. If this is not true just within less than a month,
right.
his power will be taken away.
Right. Mm.
But you damn people, you just sit there like he. Well, you see, I said, yeah.
That's right.
If he's elected.
That's right.
In other words, if he maintains power.
Right.
But remember, the scripture tells us
that's right.
that the Antichrist will Have power, but not his own power. Why do you sit there like a bunch of damn fools and won't accept it? Where is this guy getting power to defy the Constitution? Well, the God of this world.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord God.
You don't know the devil? You ought to. The more you know about Jesus, the more. Yeah, just like the devil. Just like Jesus. No marvel. No marvel. And the rich man died. And went to hell. And lifting up his eyes, Lazarus, I recognize you. What you doing up there? And I'm down here. Father Abraham!
Hello.
Father God!
Oh!
Send Lazarus!
Hello.
To warn my brothers!
Glory to God!
Why won't you folk believe these stories in the Bible? Why? You think just wiping it out, it's not going to happen? Oh, boy. What a generation. The last one. Oh boy, Lord help me. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. But everybody discussing Mr. Trump, they'll say, all he's concerned about is himself.
That's right.
That's all he does. I did this and I did that. And he's iniquitous. Why won't somebody in this damn house give you a look of understanding? I don't understand why you're talking about Mr. Trump. A sinful nation, a people laden, burdened down with iniquity, a seed of evil doers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger.
Yes,
and they are gone away backward.
Amen.
Why should you be stricken anymore?
My Lord.
How many more plagues has God got to send upon us? One of the most profound signs of the end time is pestilence.
Yes, yes.
Wars, pestilence, and earthquakes. And for the last year, those three have magnified all over the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
From the sole to the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. Wounds, bruises, putrefying sores that have not been closed.
Hallelujah.
You're running, pussy. Neither bound up, nor modified with ointment. Stink. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire.
Amen.
Your land, strangers devoured in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. I look right now and, why, you wouldn't pay that no mind if you read that. That's just nice words in the book. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers.
Okay.
What kind of description is this?
Oh,
as a besieged city.
Oh, yes.
Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small
yes, Lord.
remnant. We should have been a Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Do you understand we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah? I was looking again at Rachel Maddox. And how many of those leading commentaries? They're women married to women. To men married to men.
Glory.
Lovers of their own self, their own kind. Black folk married them. They love the blackness.
Hallelujah.
See, nobody can explain that to you, can you? Sister asked me this morning about the folk out there at Henrietta. Don't you know how close it is? Yeah, they do, I think. She said, well, you just tell them that they abandon it. I said, suppose it is. Just suppose they abandon that place. That's just a piece of property. To come here. Then what would I do? I'd deal with that to come. See? Yes, sir, you abandoned your little house out there in Stone Mountain. Yeah, you did. Now what? Huh? Did my daughter did come here? Then what? See, so no one comes to me except the Father John. So I got to check on the drawing. Are you still drawing back? Looking back?
Bless your holy name, O God.
If any man draw back, you didn't know how long you were going to stay when you came here. You weren't even sure if you're going to be accepted. And you? Who? Who, Buster, don't tell on me. Why not? Why shouldn't we let other folk know? My little Chris. My friend. You know, one day Chris came to me. You know what he said to me? He said, I'm glad you're my friend. Ah. So I thought he was my friend. Huh? He was going through an episode with his wife. I went through it with him. Yes, sir. Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Praise thy name, Lord.
Thank you. Anybody know what a friend is?
Bless you, Lord.
I guess it's wrong for me to expect you to be my friend, isn't it? I've been yours.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stick with you when your children reject you. When your family mocks you. I'm going to be your friend, Sister Burgess. Because you need one right now. And since Jesus is not here, he's going to send me in his stead. And you're my friend. Yeah. But you got to have some stickability, though. Don't forget to read Jeremiah chapter 8.
Amen.
Got that old guy killed. Except the Lord of hosts has has left unto us a very small remnant.
Yes, Lord.
We would have been like Sodom.
Right.
And we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
Right.
That's what America is.
Amen.
That's what your home turned out to be.
Lord.
Abomination. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah.
Yes.
To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I'm full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I delight not in the blood of bullocks.
Amen.
Or of lambs or of he-goats.
Yes.
When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand? Have I asked for your money? Have I asked for your houses and lands?
Okay.
Who required that? I didn't tell you how to give up them things to be saved. Bring no more vain oblations.
Amen.
Incense is an abomination unto me.
Amen. Yes, Lord God.
The new moons and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies. I cannot away with it.
Right.
It is iniquity.
Amen.
Yes. Even the solemn assembly, your new moons, your appointed feasts,
yes.
My soul hateth.
My Lord God. Oh God.
They are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands,
yes.
I will hide mine eyes from you.
Oh God.
Yea, when you make many prayers,
hallelujah.
I will not hear.
Amen.
Your hands are full of blood.
Yes, God. Yes.
Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment.
Yes, Lord.
Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless and plead for the widow. Mr. Burgess, there's not been a week in the last 2 or 3 months that I want to say this to you. Favor, Mr. Burgess. In the dining hall? Stop that! I can't. Nobody here! Damn this house.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise. Draw his name. Take them all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
They have no fear.
Hallelujah.
They'll run their mouth.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
They'll make a judgment. And in most of their judgments is condemnation. Hello there, fellas. How you doing? Hey, Lot, we got to get out of here. Oh, okay. I'm vexing my soul every day with this. Well, am I glad I can get out of here. You going to help me out? Yeah, we'll help you out. Well, spend the night with me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
What a humiliation you put them guys through. I'm appalled that you people do not, since he offered them his virgin daughters. Would you like to read what he said to them about his daughters? Oh, you all know what he said, don't you?
I pray you, brother, do not so wickedly behold
what?
Now.
You guys aren't wicked. Call them brothers.
He did, yes, Lord.
He did. Hey, Brother Chris. Hey, Brother Burgess. Hey, Brother Timothy. Do not keep doing this wickedness.
Amen.
You're not concerned about anybody else except yourself? Don't do this wickedness, brothers. Don't do that.
Thank you, Father.
Wow. It's just not good enough, Lord. I just can't seem to penetrate. And the Word of God don't do it. I can't do it. God, Brother Brown.
Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you.
I got two virgin daughters. I'll bring them to you. Just leave these men alone. You won't admit it, will you? That your mind can't comprehend the situation.
Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Read.
In your eyes only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came and sojourned, and he will not need to be judged. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them.
Now we want to go back again to the phrase concerning his daughters.
Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them.
And you do to them.
As is good in your eyes.
What will bring you pleasure and satisfaction. This is a righteous man talking.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Don't sound righteous to me, does it? You all look at your faces. You're looking. Yeah. Do you know what a faggot would do to a virgin daughter? Do you have any comprehension? What are they doing to our daughters now? What are these lesbians doing? What are lesbians and homosexuals doing in our government? What are they doing? Whatever pleases them. Well, you can't make them see it. We're so blind. Shall we stand, little children? You know, should know, ever since you met me, I told you last time, went so far to say, last day prophet. Now we're at the last hour. The last time. The last hour. And if you don't watch, you won't know what hour it is. And the only you're going to believe that is by faith. See how the scripture keep going on my. One fellow's out there and said, God, you give me the victory. When I get back to my house, the first thing that comes to me, I'll offer it to you as a sacrifice. And the first thing he saw was his nice, beautiful little daughter. Daddy. Oh, I missed you, Daddy. So glad to see you home. What's wrong, Dad? Well, little girl, you know I love you. When God brought me back home, I promised him that I'd offer to him as a sacrifice for bringing me back home. Well, if I got to do me that, well, you're the first one that came to me. Why don't you read that story? Why don't you read what the daughter did? Why, some of you folk, if you did read, you don't remember it. What happened to her? What happened to her? What happened to the girl? What happened to your girl? To her. That's an description of what happened to her. Oh, but you know the scripture, don't you? Damn it, house. Maybe you won't be so defiant.
Hallelujah.
The girl asked for permission.
Yes.
And then what happened to her? Nobody can find it. God bless you. You're dismissed. Get very few calls. It's like Jesus when he came to the end of his life on his way into Jerusalem to die at the hands of the religious people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the pattern that this prophet is following.